Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we learned that God's will centers on our sanctification, or our dedication to God. Our attitude must always be God's will, God's way. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
God's will centers on your sanctification. That is, your dedication to God. Now, my friend, as a Christian, as a sincere Christian, as a Christian who wants to please God, your attitude must always, always, always be God's will, God's way. I can remember growing up, we did not sell water in bottles like they do today. I mean, back then in the 50s and 60s, we thought nobody would be dumb enough to pay what you pay for a Coke to buy a bottle of water. We said, well, that's something those Yankees would come from the north and try to pull on us. So we had a jug of water that we kept in our refrigerator. Now, there were five boys in my family growing up. Any of us boys could come and get a glass of water out of the refrigerator during the day without asking permission. We could get our own glass and pour from the jug into our glass. However, we could not drink the water straight from the bottle. I mean, the only way we did that was if we were in the house alone. We knew no one was looking. Okay, we might do it then, but we knew if we got caught, we were in big trouble. Now, the bottle is a picture of sanctification. It is set apart. It is for God's use. Nothing should be done that would make the vessel in which our water was impure. Therefore, when that refrigerator opened, about all of us turned our heads and watched to make sure no one corrupted the vessel by drinking straight from it. Now, all of us had access to the water, but not to drink directly from the bottle. The bottle was set aside for a good use and purpose to quench thirst and cool, refreshing water. The bottle was for the family, just like the water of the Word is for Christians. Don't try to corrupt the Word. Don't corrupt the Word with new versions. Don't corrupt the Word by leaving part of it out or disregarding it. Keep the Word pure. Our body is set aside for a purpose. And we're told here in verse 3 that our sanctification, the will of God, is that we should abstain from fornication. The word fornication comes from the Greek word porneia. We get our word pornography from that Greek word. And it referred to all and any kind of sexual sin. In that day, immorality was so common among the heathen that Christians were apt to look upon it with a measure of indifference. And my friend, when we start looking at sin about us with an indifferent attitude, we are hardening ourselves and are losing sensitivity to the Holy Spirit of God, and we begin to grieve the Spirit of God. That word abstain means to keep oneself from, to distance oneself from. From what? Fornication. porneia, any type of sexual sin. Fornication should not infect the individual Christian life, nor should it be tolerated in the church. One should see 1 Corinthians chapter 5 when that church was tolerating a man living in immorality, even with his father's wife. Now, some believe that that was a stepmother, but whether it was or not, it was just as wrong. And God said to the church at Corinth through the Apostle Paul to put that person out of the church till such time as they repent. Now, when they repented, then they were to be restored to the church. Now, it is God's will that believers walk in purity. The character of all those who are in Christ is that they walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Your sanctified walk, my friend, is very necessary for you, for your family, your friends, your loved ones, for your local church. Look at verse 4 here of this text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 4. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. To know, he says. The word know is to perceive with the outward senses. Now, this is referring particularly to the physical sight. In other words, even the natural man would understand this is wrong. He sees it or he hears it. And he knows when a walk is wrong. You see, my friend, this word porneia is not only what man today identifies as fornication. Now, today, men look at adultery as sexual relations between a married person with someone else that's not their husband or wife. But that's not the way the Bible word for it, that's not what it means. It refers to any type. Fornication is any type of sexual sin. Whereas today we look at fornication as between unmarried people. Well, no, that's not the idea of it. It could be adultery. It could be sodomy. It could be bestiality. It could be pornography. Even your speech that would be about those subjects. It is interesting when we look in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 and verses 11 and 12. There we read, but fornication, porneia, and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Not even one time. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. That's the man or the woman who is always making sexual innuendo. He says, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Then you jump down to Ephesians 5, 11 and 12, and it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, we've just read some of those things that are the unfruitful works of darkness. He says, don't have fellowship with them. But then he adds something else. But rather reprove them. Now, some people won't have fellowship with them, but they're not going to speak up to reprove them. He tells us to reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Even immorality within the family. Reprove it. Rebuke it. And even if it's your own children, have no fellowship with it. That's the implication of the demand. And my friend, sexual innuendo and jokes that proceed out of a Christian's mouth is a person who is speaking out of the heart's abundance. For Jesus said, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And that tells us you're around someone that's always making that sexual innuendo. That tells us that Satan has a stronghold in their heart. But by the way, because God condemns these things, it also tells us there is no justification for watching it on television. Now, if you cannot control it, if you watch programs that are not necessarily nude, but they do show much flesh, they tantalize with sensuality, and it speaks with the condoning of sin, well, my friend, that simply is outrageous in the sight of God. It's not possessing your vessel in sanctification and honor. And it speaks volumes of your spirituality when it takes those kind of things to entertain you. Now, you've got somebody that's an admitted sodomite, homosexual if you wish, and that's the kind of person it takes to entertain you. You need to reexamine your spiritual life. You see, you're simply not walking according to the will of God. What your children see, what your mate sees, and what all heaven sees is not a walk that is besought and exhorted and that pleases God. There are some listening to my voice right now. You're too weak, and you simply need to cut off the cable. And how long has it been since watching trash has not crushed your heart? Have you gotten hard that it doesn't even affect you? My friend, how low have we come that it seems more radical to us to cut off the cable than it does to watch the filth that comes on our television? How low have we come that it seems more radical to us to cut off the cable than standing for the Lord Jesus Christ in a dark world with the light of His Word? That takes us into verse 5 here of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He says, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Now as we look at that verse, it speaks of an active desire resulting from the diseased condition of the soul. This then is referring to the old nature. Now keep it in mind that verse 1 here of this chapter refers to the body and what is seen in our daily walk, our daily life. Verse 2 goes positive by telling us of the commands of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.